Hello and welcome back to Beacon Confidence Podcast. My name is Erin Montoya, and today's episode, I am so excited to talk about. I mean, I'm excited about talk about everything, right? But I am really excited to talk about this topic because it is something that everyone can relate to. Everyone deals with every single day, some days more so than others, and that is fear. And we're going to talk about how we can deal with it. Everyone deals with it every single day. And some people, they can push past it and they can overcome it. But most of the time, I'm willing to bet that most people let the fear get the best of them and they kind of give up, right? I've been guilty of it, and I'm willing to bet that so have you. So I'm going to give you some examples just to kind of start off the podcast of things that I have dealt with fear in the past. And one of them being something that I had no choice in, I had to face my fear, was my first time giving birth to my firstborn. And if you're a mama out there listening to this podcast, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, we get pregnant, we're so excited, and you don't really think about it that much until you get towards the end of your pregnancy. You're like, oh my gosh, we have to get this thing out of me. Like this child's going to come out of me one way or another. And it's kind of terrifying, not even kind of, it's extremely terrifying. It's probably the scariest thing I've ever done. And I remember feeling, I was one of the moms that my water broke. And I remember feeling that in that moment, this like rush of fear that just came over me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it's go time. Like I have to face my fears. Like I have to get the baby out. Like we have to do this. Like I can't just keep her inside me the rest of my life. Like we have to get her out. And although I know that this is completely normal, like, you know, having babies, like we've been doing it for forever, you know, it's still like, you kind of feel like you're on the island all by yourself. Like, oh my gosh, I've never had it. Like no one else has ever had to feel this before, but no, like, I mean, everyone, like every woman has done it. Well, not every woman, but you know what I mean? So the only thing that was like the saving grace was when I was in labor, was like, I just kept telling myself, my body is meant to do this. My body is meant to do this and I can do this. You know, that was the only thing that kind of kept me going, because I'm like, everyone's done before. My mom did it before me, my grandma, like everyone's done it. You know, not everyone, I keep saying everyone, but every, you know, mom has done this. So it's like, I can do it too. I'm not anything special. So that's kind of maybe a horrible example of, you know, pushing past your fear and doing it anyways, but it is kind of a good example of like where you just have to face it. You have no choice. You just have to do it. But I'll give you a little bit less extreme of an example is when I was associated with a company many years ago, I got asked to speak in front of a pretty large crowd for the very first time. And I've never done public speaking. It's not like my forte. It's not something I'm amazing at, but I just do it anyways. Obviously here we are. But I remember being asked and I was like, I was so excited, but I also was like really nervous. And I remember working on it for like 2 weeks. I worked on my speech. I recorded myself, like, you know, made sure that it was like perfect and flawless. And by the time I got to the venue to speak in front of the people, I remember getting there and being like absolutely terrified, like almost wanting to like not actually walk in and just be like, oh, I'm sick. You know, 'cause like, I was like, I can't do this. And I'd worked so hard that I'm like, I have to do it. And I remember walking in front of everyone, and there was like 200 people, and just kind of like had this sense of calmness kind of come over me. And I remember something that my mom's always told me, which maybe isn't like the best advice, but it is like, it's advice that like has kind of helped me in like the hardest of times, is that fake it till you make it. Cause obviously this is my first time speaking. I've never done it in front of anyone before. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to do my best. I'm going to fake it till I make it. And I don't know if I did a great job. I mean, I was told I did a great job, but you know, I was like, okay, I did it. I maybe wasn't perfect, but I did it. And I faced my fears and I did it anyways. So in case you didn't know, fear is a survival mechanism. It is our bodies and our brain's way of keeping us alive and safe. You think about, you know, cavemans, like, you know, getting up in the middle of the night to go, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever, check a weird noise. And like, they're scared, like they don't know what's going to happen or what's going to hop out of the bush or whatever. Like they had that constant state of fear because it was the only way that they could stay alert and survive. So fear can be used as a tool to motivate. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it really can if you use it in the right context. And we're going to talk about that today. Everything beautiful is on the other side of fear. So if that's the case, why 99.9% of what we feel is not going to actually kill us? When we're fearful and we're feeling that fear and we're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. But the reality is that 99.9% of what we're feeling, the fear we're feeling, it's not actually going to kill us. So why do we play into the feeling of fear? Why do we allow fear just to completely consume us? If you know, like, it's actually not going to kill you, because that's like the worst thing, right? I mean, if that 1% is actually what's going to happens, is it really as bad as you? Maybe it is death. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm sure what you're feeling, like, for me, for example, speaking in front of everyone is like, my speech sucked, or I froze, or I said like a lot, which I probably did. But at the end of the day, did it kill me? No. So why do we allow the fears and the feelings of fear just to consume us? Psychologists have found that 85% of what we worry about doesn't actually come true. 85% of what we worry about and what we're stressing about doesn't actually come true. So what is the point? What I've found is not overcoming your fears. So not actually like, you know, it's not overcoming your fears, because I don't really believe that you can actually overcome your fears. It's feeling the fear and doing it anyways. And I'm sure you've even heard, like, many, if you're into self-development, I'm sure you've heard that. Feel the fear and do it anyways. Push past that. It's like, for example, this podcast. I'm gonna be real with you. I was afraid to do this podcast because I was worried. I'm like, what if no one listens? What if no one likes it? What if I sound like a blubbering idiot? But, you know, at the end of the day, I wanted to do this podcast for anyone who needs it. And I know I've been able to help people with my coaching and just with, you know, growing up and just being there for people that I feel like I have some sort of knowledge where I was like, I should just record it and I should do it. And like, honestly, it's like, at the end of the day, like, who cares? I'm not doing this, you know, sure, like, making money would be awesome, but I'm doing it because I want to. I'm doing it because I feel like I have knowledge to share. And if no one listens, no one listens. You know, it's like 20 minutes out of my day or whatever. You know, if no one listens or no one doesn't like it, doesn't resonate with them, then it's not for them. You know, but on the other side, on the flip side, I'll be like the optimist in this scenario, is that like, what if like one person loves it? What if it helps one person? You know what I mean? So you have to ask yourself that when you're feeling the fear and like whatever it may be, like maybe like, you know, you're not you don't like to post on, like, I'll just use like social media, like post on social media and like you did like a photo shoot and you feel really beautiful and you want to share those photos with your, you know, your social media, but you're terrified of like, what are people going to think of me? At the end of the day, who cares? You think you look beautiful. You loved it. Post it. Your social media is for you anyways. It's not for anyone else. So here I am. Here I am doing the podcast anyways. And despite of my fears, I'm doing it anyways. Also, when I talk to people, like when I talk to like clients, a lot of the times they are fearful of what, like, so when I talk to them, like a lot of the times, this is what I hear. If I could just push past, if I could just get over my fear of judgment, if I could just get over my fear of failure, then I'd be okay. Then I'd be, you know, I'd be successful. You know, but here's the thing, Who the hell told you that? Who told you that, like, if you could just get over or just push past, like, you know, or just get over the fact that you are fearful of judgment or fearful of failure? Like, who told you that you could actually, like, get over it? I don't know. I don't know who told you that. I'm pretty sure, again, it's just failure telling you, yeah, if you could just get over this, if you could just, like, you know, get over being scared of what people are going to think of you, then you'd be, like, successful. Then you'd be confident. But, like, newsflash, you can't get rid of fear. It's never going to go away. It is literally embedded in us from the very beginning. It is a defense mechanism to keep us, it's a survival mechanism. So if you're thinking, like, the only way I'm going to be successful is if I can just get over being scared of this. It's like, no, it's facing that fear head on and doing it anyways and pushing past that. There's no magic pill. There's no anything that you're just going to get over it. Like, I'm even right now doing my podcast, like, I've started recording 4 times before this podcast. 4 times I started and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm mumbling, I'm blabbering. My brother's gonna have to edit, like, so much out of this, you know, but I'm doing it anyways. Okay. I could just be like, okay, today is not the day. I'm too scared to do it, whatever. But no, I'm facing my fear and I'm doing it anyways. A lot of people will wait till fear is gone before doing what they want to do. They'll wait till it's no longer in existence to actually accomplish their goals. So here's another great example. I am a curvier girl. If you follow me on social media, you know I'm a curvier girl. And if you know my history, you know that I don't have a thyroid. I have hormone issues. I've had 2 kids, blah, 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 blah. So I'm curvier. And I've been a total gym rat for like 15, almost 16 years. And, you know, I recently started posting videos of my workouts, like sped up workouts on my stories and on a highlight. And the reason why I started doing it is because I really wanted to hold myself accountable. And I also, the biggest reason I wanted to show people that, yeah, I'm a plus size girl, but even I can, like, kill it in the gym. I can maybe look a little, you know, fluffier than I'd like on camera. Got that 10 pounds, you know, the camera hands. And I will post it anyways, because someone out there following me is going to see me working out and going to be like, okay, I can do this. I can also work out. I don't need to be afraid to go to the gym. I'm blessed to have a home gym, but you know what I mean? So that is why I'm doing it. I'm facing that fear. And I thought to myself, like, well, who am I to post, like, these videos, these workout videos, and put them on my stories or whatever, when, like, I don't fit the stereotypical mold of healthy or a gym rat? Like, you wouldn't look at me and think, like, oh, that girl can bench press, or that girl can squat. Like, you would never, you probably would think I don't work out. So, like, I have that, like, you know, imposter syndrome almost, like, creeping in, which is another fear-based syndrome. And I have that happens. But I'm doing it anyways. I'm posting it anyways. I'm recording the videos. I don't look cute. It's whatever, but I'm doing it anyways, because it's not just for me. It's for someone else. And I'm pushing past that fear because I want other people to know that they can do it too. Hopefully that made sense. And I'm willing to bet if you're listening to this podcast, then I bet you're someone who also wants to get out of their comfort zone and access their confidence, right? I don't think you'd be listening to this podcast if you didn't want to get out of your comfort zone and you wanted to access confidence. Confidence is still a feeling of fear, and confidence is still feeling your fears and doing whatever it is anyways. So again, me, you know, posting those videos of me working out, looking a hot mess, and I'm just like, you know what? Like, I don't feel like I look that cute. I look kind of crazy, but I'm going to do it anyways. And after I'm done posting it, I'll tell you what, like, after the first week of me posting those videos, I had this kind of sense of, like, relief and release and like, kind of like confidence. I'm like, okay. Cause I had people DMing me and it made me feel really good. I was like, okay, so, like, this is good, you know, kind of like that validation, right? But I had a sense of like release and like confidence and like, all right, like I do know what I'm doing. So why wouldn't I share it with the world? Like, why wouldn't I share it with my social media? So confidence is still feeling the fear and doing whatever it is anyways. That's how you access your confidence. If you want to access confidence, you got to face your fears head on, push past that comfort zone and do it anyways. That is honestly, it's like people are like, well, how do you get so confident? Like how, like, where do you get your confidence? It's like, honestly, it's not that I'm like fearless. Like I'm not like, I hate that like term, like the fearless leader. I'm not fearless. I'm fearful, but I'm doing it anyways. And I think that's where the sense of confidence and really not giving a fuck comes from. Because it's like, if I can face my fears head on and do it anyways, fuck yeah, that's awesome. Like, why would I care? Why would I care what Sally down the street says, you know, like, you know, about me doing whatever when like she can't even face her fears. You know what I mean? Why am I going to care about someone who can't face their fears and they're still living in their fear? And then here I am, I'm facing my fears. I'm doing it anyways. You know what I mean? So don't give a fuck what anyone else thinks. Fear is a physical or mental manifestation of your comfort zone. So think about that. Your fear is a, we'll just say more on the mental side, manifestation of your comfort zone. If you want to imagine it, it's like, let's say whatever it is, the fear creeps up, you start having all those thoughts of, you know, panic and the rush of everything. And that is the manifestation of your comfort zone. It is like, you basically like knocking at the door of your comfort zone. When you feel the fear, that is when you know you are approaching the edge of your comfort zone. So I like to imagine it like, you know, hear me with my analogies. I like to imagine fear. Basically, it's kind of like this presence. Have you ever seen the movie? What is it? It's with like all the different emotions. I forget what it's called, but they have fear, they have disgust, they have joy, and then I think sadness. Yeah. So I like to imagine, you know, it's like when fear is coming up into your mind and thinking that is just you basically like walking up to the door of your comfort zone. Like, it's kind of like, I'm here. So if you want to access your confidence, you have to change. And if you want to access your confidence and you want to change your life, and we know we have to get out of our comfort zone, right? We have to walk through that door. We have to face our fear, be like, all right, come on, fear. Let's do this anyways. Let's walk through this comfort zone door and do it anyways. Because again, nothing extraordinary. I think there was this quote that, oh gosh, I used to hear it all the time. Nothing extraordinary happens in your comfort zone. Yes, that's it. Nothing extraordinary happens in your comfort zone. Everything beautiful is past fear. So you have to walk through that door. You have to push past and go and, you know, feel the fear and go through the comfort zone anyways. This is a good thing. Despite your fear telling you otherwise, this is a good thing. So you think like, oh shit. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared right now. And you're like, all right, like I can either like push past and go through this door, go, you know, walk through my comfort zone, or I can just be like, yeah, I'm not ready for this and like, and deuce out. No, but like, it's a good thing. Feeling the fear, it's a good thing. That's how you know you're like about ready to like maybe possibly change your freaking life. Okay. You have to walk through that door. You have to like face it. So although your body's telling you like, oh, don't do it. Like, you're going to die. This is horrible. You have to trick yourself and know and tell yourself, no, if I'm feeling this, that means that something extraordinary is about ready to happen. So lean into it. I like to do the 5-second rule. If you know who Mel Robbins is, she's absolutely incredible. Highly recommend listening to her podcast and reading her book, The 5-Second Rule. She has this technique, which I use all the time whenever I am feeling fearful. Like recently, actually, I got my, I forgot the name of it. I got my ear pierced and I was scared shitless. I was sweating. I was like, oh my gosh, I almost didn't do it because I was like, I have tattoos. I can do tattoos all day, but like piercings for some reason terrify me. And I just, she was the lady who was piercing me. She was like, you know, you ready? And I was just like 5, 4, 3. And before I even get to one, she already had pierced it, you know? And sometimes it's like, you kind of have to counteract your crazy thoughts in your mind and just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, jump, do it, whatever it is, do it. Walk through that comfort zone door. You'll feel a sense of release. You'll access your confidence. You'll feel amazing. You will literally feel like the adrenaline just leaving your body. It's kind of a crazy thing, depending on whatever it is that you're doing. That is ultimately how you deal with your fears. It's feeling it, facing it, being like, all right, let's go, bro. Let's walk through this door comfort zone and do it anyways. That is how you access your confidence. So that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, please share, tag me on your Instagram stories at Beacon Confidence Coaching. And just remember that you are a beacon of light.